Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Raw podcast. I'm delighted to be joined by Sunderland midfielder Molly Rouse. Molly, welcome to the podcast.
Hiya, thanks for having me.
Just want to set the scene a little bit. We're going to be looking ahead to the River Weir derby this weekend, Sunderland taking on Durham at Eppleton, but just want to set the scene a little bit for this title race that's happening. At the moment, there's 1 point between the top four, even Birmingham City in fifth are not out of it. Sunderland's still top at the moment. This must be a pretty exciting time to be a Sunderland player. What's the mood like at the moment?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think each year in the Women's Championship, you get a competitive league. But I think this year's extra special considering like the first five, as you said, can get promoted and it continues to be competitive this late on in the season. I think the fact that we're up there and top of the league at the moment, obviously there's a buzz around camp. But we did have like a disappointing result on the weekend, which we need to, you know, work from and, you know, continue the form we had before and keep pushing. There's only four games to go, so it is really exciting.
You mentioned there how competitive the season, and you mentioned that disappointing defeat of London, who are sort of down towards the bottom end. I feel like that just kind of sums the division up. Anyone can beat anyone. We saw Charlton, who were up there as well, lose to Sheffield. It feels like the teams at the bottom have got a lot stronger over the last few months, and I guess it just sums up there's going to be a lot of twists and turns, isn't there, over the next few games?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think like even the ones who aren't in the title race, they're obviously fighting to stay in the league. So every game is a big push for each team in the league. No one's guaranteed relegation yet and no one's guaranteed to win the league. So it is really exciting. And I think as a neutral fan, you'd love it. But obviously for us, it's taking it game by game and, you know, wanting to push on and see what we can do. And yeah, again, super exciting. And I think the fact that each game is kind of like a cup final, you don't get that a lot. So yeah, it's really good at the moment.
You joined the club last summer, Molly. You were one of a lot of players who came into the club. What's it been like? How have you found the move so far? You actually came in on deadline day, didn't you? Was it quite a nervous one? Can you explain how that all came about? Did you ever worry that it might not quite come off being so late in the window?
Yeah, obviously it's much harder coming in so late. You miss the whole of pre-season and, you know, like, the team obviously has a bond before you get there and things like that. But I think one of the things when I first came in was how welcoming everyone was, whether that's staff, whether that's players, like the whole environment, I could feel it from the first day. It was such a positive place to be. But yeah, it can be hard, but again, it's the environment you're in that eases you in. I think they gave me time to, you know, get back to like the English style of football, because I was playing in Germany before and they allowed me to grow into it. And yeah, really helped me with that journey. And yeah, definitely. Now I think I've really found my place in the team and like to be pushing on for promotion. I like obviously knew the results before were positive, like three games and they were unbeaten, they were doing well. But I think all of us are just really happy with how the season's gone so far.
When you were sort of, you mentioned that you were playing in Germany at the time, and I imagine you sort of assessing your options and looking at different clubs and things. What was it about Sunderland that really appealed? Because obviously they'd had a difficult year last year by everyone's own admission, but there'd obviously been big changes this summer. And what were the kind of talks that you had like with the staff, and what was it that really sort of appealed to you about the project?
Yeah, so in Germany, I did struggle with the environment and like the whole culture. I think a big part for me in football is building philosophy together, building a positive environment, because that makes each and every player thrive on the pitch. So like the first few conversations I had with Mal and Steph, I just knew that that's what they wanted from players. They weren't just about, you know, we want this player because they're good. They were like, we want this player because they're a good person and they're going to create a positive environment in the team. And I think that's what really stood out for me. Obviously, seeing that they are competing week in, week out was quite nice, and being able to like come in late and know like the results were showing from what they were trying to implement, that was obviously helpful for me. But yeah, I think that was the main thing that stood out, and also the fact like they have like the infrastructure in place now. Obviously they kind of went from part-time last year to full-time this year, and they have like the we use all the same facilities as the men, and I think that's only going to make the squad get better and push on, is when we've got the infrastructure in place. So all that stuff together, I think it was a no-brainer for me.
Did it sort of help in a strange way that there were so many players who come into the club as well? It's not like you're coming into a group where all the relationships are established. You know, there's quite a few of you in the same boat, I guess is what I mean. You're all kind of on that journey together, if you like, settling into to a new club and a new sort of region as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it does help when, you know, people are sharing the same experience as you, you know, coming into a new environment and things like that. But yeah, regardless, even the girls who'd been here previously, they were super welcoming and, you know, show me the ways of the Northeast as I haven't really been up here before. And, you know, I love where I live. I love the environment. And I think it's brilliant. And definitely, I think as a whole, regardless of people who have been there before or come in new this season, I think it's just really clicked. And that's a big part of our success.
How are you finding Sunderland in the Northeast? Some people love it. Some people take a while to adjust. How has it been for you?
No, I really like it. I think my only improvement would be the weather, but you can't have it all. I love that we're near the coast and all that. But I think one thing that stands out is like the sense of community up north. And I think the whole city's backing behind the football is incredible. It's something I haven't really experienced before, especially since I only played with women's only clubs since being a professional. So like coming to a club where they have the men and women's side like integrated and like the fan base across both, that was really different for me, but something I really love and enjoy. So yeah, a lot of very big positives from being up here.
And in terms of your season, you mentioned there that you had a little bit of time to sort of adjust coming, obviously it's a level you've played at quite a lot before, but coming back into it from Germany, how do you reflect on the season? Because as you say, it took you a little bit of time to get into the team, which I guess you probably expected coming in a bit later, but your game time's been right up there, hasn't it, the last few months? You must be feeling pretty good about how it's going at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Championship alone is such a different league in terms of like style of play. I think, as we said, like from bottom to top, it's super competitive. And that is because like the transitional nature of the league and like the fight, the grit, which obviously keeps a lot of fans on their toes and they love it for that reason. And I think that took some getting used to coming back from Germany, where I was playing for a team who was in a relegation battle in the Bundesliga, and we were more focused on the tactical side, like parking the bus, playing against teams like Bayern Munich, where, you know, you're just trying to scrape for a point. Whereas like here, each game you're going for the win, you're fighting, you're putting everything on the line. And I think that's something I definitely had to grow into. But yeah, definitely love being a consistent part of the team at the moment. And I feel like I'm growing with each game. Play different roles as well, which I really like, to move about in different positions in the midfield. And even like on the weekend, I was more of like a left-sided centre-back. And I think all that just grows your game significantly. And it's nice that I feel like I can do a job for a team in different positions too.
I think one of the nice things at the moment is, obviously, it was a difficult year for the club last year, but it feels like whatever happens in these last four games, and obviously, hopefully, you can still go on and win the title, but it feels like there are some building blocks there with the team and the group. I mean, even from the start of the season, the style of play that you're kind of talking about there feels like it's growing and getting more familiar. Does it feel like, internally, like you're kind of putting some building blocks in place this season for the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, with the new signings and like the people who were here before, I think it's just gelled. And as you said, it's like each game, you take it game by game, you always do in the Championship, but each game we've grown our identity and what we want to do. I think if you had asked people at the start of the season where what would be challenging for in the league, I don't think many people would have said the title. And I think that's credit to the club that they've put in these foundations to build that. But yeah, I definitely think like as we've grown like throughout each game, we're looking to play more football, more possession-based, because we've got that confidence and that belief that we can dominate games now rather than trying to survive it maybe compared to last year. And yeah, I think that's only going to be a positive next year. 100%, it would be pushing on from that. But at the moment, we're focusing on these four games and seeing if we can really do some damage.
Was there a point in the season where as a group you kind of thought, you know, hang on, we've got a real chance here. We're title contender. I'm sure you had a lot of belief that you could be really competitive, you know, and compete every week. But was there a kind of a point where you thought we're right in this, or is that just something that's kind of grown as the games and the wins have come along?
I mean, as you said, you have to have that belief. I think that's like rule number one for any team, is that you've got to feel like you guys can achieve something. So that's always been there. But obviously, as the games grow, you think, oh, we're still up there, we're still pushing on. But I think the main thing, and it's credit to the staff as well for drilling this into us, is it is game by game. As you saw on the weekend, the results, like Palace dropping points, us dropping points, and then a lot of the relegation contenders picking up points. It just shows like you really can't take any games for granted, and results you've already got in the past. Like, it doesn't matter how many points we're on right now and who we've beat in the past. It's these four games. It's going to, you know, write the story of the season. So yeah, I think it's just continuing that belief, but not getting ahead of yourself. I think that's really important.
And I think you mentioned there about not getting ahead of yourself, which is obviously really important for all of you. But it must be exciting times for you guys, new players at the moment, that you feel like there could be a chance, whether it's this year, whether it's next year, the year after, that kind of dream, I guess, of getting to the Super League and being a Super League player. It feels like something that's become, A, because of the investment that you mentioned, the facilities, the contracts, but B, the performances. It feels like it's a tangible prospect for you players over the next few years.
Oh, 1000%. I think as a footballer, your dream is to play at the highest level you possibly can. And obviously, we've seen over the years the growth of the WSL, including the Championship as well in that. But it's one of the best leagues in the world, if not the best. It's growing each year, and it's super exciting. Like, we've seen the sellout crowds in the men's stadiums, and all these things are just things you dream of as a footballer. So 100%, that never comes out of your mind. You're always striving to be like in the best situation possible, the best team environment possible, and all these things that lead to playing at the highest level. And yeah, it is exciting. You know, even when I talk about it, it's a smile on my face, because that is a dream as a footballer. But yeah, it's definitely just, you know, as I said, I'm going to keep repeating myself, but just taking it game by game and hoping, if we keep working hard and keep putting in what we've been doing so far, it can maybe one day lead to something like that.
You mentioned earlier, Molly, you talked about the environment and how important that's been for you, both in terms of coming to the club and also since then. The club's obviously got this incredible story, which, you know, in terms of the players it produced and then kind of the downside of that story, and obviously what Mel's done to build it back up from that double relegation, you know, has been incredible. I know there's still quite a lot of local players in the squad. Is that something you're all still aware of? I know you're focusing on the now and the games ahead, but do you have that sense of togetherness, if you like, still from the story and the journey that the club's been on under Mel?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think, you know, there's a great deal of respect there for what they've been through and how they've worked it out. And, you know, I think the main thing in women's football at the moment is that you do have to grow with the times, and if you don't, you will fall back. Like, things that happened in the past, like, it might not help with the future growth of the thing. And I think that's one thing they've been really good with here is, you know, adapting and changing to the times. And that's why we're in the position we are in. If they stayed the same from back then maybe we wouldn't be in this position. But I think that's just credit to everyone here of how they've learned and grown as the years have gone on and what's needed to be successful. And that's definitely something I've learned a lot here as a player as well, what I need to do to help a team be successful. It's not just as a whole, it's each individual that they have a massive part in it. Like, whatever might be deemed as small, it's not. It's the team environment, and that's really key. And yeah, I think wanting to learn from people who have had those experiences, as I said, like, people have been here a long time, and, you know, they have so many things and opportunities they've had that I want to learn from and be like, I haven't been in this environment a long time. I have been abroad, and I haven't really been at a club for more than a year, really, since being professional. And I think, yeah, there's only multiple valuable lessons you can learn from that. And it's, yeah, my utmost respect to the girls who have been around and stuck by that and, you know, really believed in the team and this environment.
Is that a big thing for you? Obviously, football can change very, very quickly, as I'm sure you've learned a lot over your career so far. But are you hoping for a bit of stability to make Sunderland a little bit of a home if you can, if you like?
Yeah, 100%. I think, yeah, as a footballer, you want to be in an environment where you're comfortable. And then at the end of the day, if you stay in a similar environment, you're only going to grow your game because you know the ins and outs, and then you have one less thing to focus on. You don't have to focus on settling into a new environment. You don't have to focus on, oh, where am I going to live, who, like, all these situations. Then your focus can really purely be on the football, and, you know, that's something that every player wants. And, you know, it's getting better in the terms of, like, the financial side of, like, the women's game, where you can actually think more about the future rather than thinking year by year, oh, are we going to lose the money in this sense, or is women's football not going to take off so much that we do need to think about other stuff? And yeah, I think stability is becoming more of a thing in women's football, but there's still room to grow. Not to speak about something just in general in women's football. I think there's still, you know, people do see on the outside like that is come on leaps and bounds, but there's still a lot more progress to be made. But I think it's about being in a club that knows that and wants to do it. And Sunderland's definitely one of those clubs that is aware and wants to be one of the clubs, like, showcasing the way. So yeah, 100%, that is something I'd aim for as a player, and I think a lot of others do.
And just lastly, before I let you go, I want to talk about this derby on Sunday. Obviously, it would be a big enough game if it wasn't for the fact that you were in a title race, and Durham have obviously got their own goals and targets as well. How much are you looking forward to it? You had, as a team, you had a taste of it earlier this season and came out on the winning side. Obviously, how much are you looking forward to it?
I think we're all buzzing. Like, obviously, we did play them early on the season at their place, and to a sellout crowd, and a derby day is just like no other game, is it? It's always a cup final, no matter the situation, let alone us being top of the league and wanting to push on there. So it's massive, and I think the important thing is that, like, 12th man with the fans, and we've really heard them recently in previous games, and they really had an impact on how we have been forming. And when we're tiring, we feel them, and we feel that support. It showed against Lewis at home when we scored two late on goals. If we hadn't had the fans there pushing us on, it would have been a lot more difficult. So yeah, super excited. It's going to be such a fight, like it always is against Durham. But no, definitely something as a player you work for. You want to play in rival games. It's yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, just for anyone listening, one of your recent home games, you were losing 3-2 with about 2 minutes of stoppage time to play and won 4-3, didn't you? So the one thing you can guarantee is there's going to be plenty of entertainment.
Yes, definitely. No, for sure. I think a lot of the crowd recently have, after games, just been amazed by the standard of football on display, firstly, but also the environment that, Eppleton brings. Like, as a fan, you're very close to the pitch. You're very involved in the game. And as I said, we feel it too. And we love that it's just growing and growing, and we're getting more supporters to the games. And it's definitely shown in our results how much that impacts. And yeah, super excited, and hopefully another sellout on the weekend, and get the result as well.
Well, Molly, thanks so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you about the season so far and your journey. And yeah, anyone listening, get yourselves down to Wimbledon on Sunday. Sunderland versus Durham, potentially a title on the line. And so thanks very much, Molly, and best of luck for Sunday.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.